It's WMFO Medford 801 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'm going to play one more song. I need a top of the hour song. What will it be? I'm going to do this. I'm going to play something by Mutual Admiration Society. It's a cover of Candy. And then we're going to talk to Kev and the other guy, Garrett. They're going to be here right in the 8 o'clock hour. But enjoy this. This is a great cover of Candy here at WMFO.
Rainy afternoon, 1986, Kenmore Square, Boston. Had a Walkman on, and I was dreaming, chasing rock and roll. Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north.
Good morning all over again, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning. I'm Mike. It's WMFO Medford, and headphones are very loud. Got to turn those down. All right, let's see. So I want to thank Over the Hawk once again for coming in. That was terrific. And in this hour, we do have some more guests. Chris Johnson is still here.
Hey,
Chris. And again, markskinradio.com.
That's us.
Is your thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. We have a couple of shows on today, including mine tonight, and just go to markskinradio.com. There's a See Who's On link where you can see our entire calendar, and check it in. We love meeting all these local artists and getting close to the music, and that's our thing.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for coming in today.
I'm having a blast. It's like, I feel like it's noon now. I'm like, I don't know.
That's one
I don't
of
know
us.
How you're going out to that show tonight.
Well, because I'm gonna nap. That's why. That's how.
Thank you. That's my point. Yes, we need a nap.
Yep. So you hear a couple other voices here, I would imagine. And that's two local music luminaries, I would say.
Sure.
I knew that'd get a laugh. You guys.
Hi.
Luminaries because we're standing in front of the window and the light happens to be coming through it at the moment.
That's not why. That first wise guy was Garrett from Speed Fossil. Hi, Garrett.
Hi, good morning.
And we have Kevin Dryden from Globox.
Hello.
So you might be asking yourselves, yeah.
I'll clap for myself.
First of all, before I get into you guys, let me tell you what we played in that five-song set. We had New Noise from Letters to Cleo here in 2023. Mm-hmm. Yay, Bad Man was that one. Super Chunk. Covering In Between Days, Fountains of Wayne, Survival Car, Brian Setzer, great brand song. New from him too. Girl on the Billboard was that one, and just had the top of the hour track, Mutual Admiration Society, featuring Linda Viennes, who was just here, and their great cover of Candy. All right, we're back. Such a good cover. All right, so people might be asking themselves, why are these two guys at 8 in the morning here talking to Mike? They're in two different bands. They must like claw and fight with each other, but no. No, they don't. Everybody loves everybody. And there's a good reason why these two are here. And also, it's a very auspicious occasion because we have a brand new track Speed Fossil that we're going to debut at the end of this hour, or sort of near the end of this hour. But if you guys would sort of do... my name is, I do this, I've been around the Boston area, I play with this. And so just give everybody just a quick background on you. We'll start with you, Kevin.
My name is Kevin Dryden.
Thank you.
I enjoy long walks on the beach. So I have this band called Glowbox that... thank you. Thank you. We've been doing this for about 10 years almost. And we have... what do we have now? 3 albums out. Bunch of singles that came out this year. And we will be performing... We're here actually to talk about next week. We're going to be at IPO. We're also playing the Divine Theater in Holyoke. And joining us for that, for both of those shows, will be a very special guest on bass, the guy sitting right next to me, Garrett Vandermolen.
A guy who does not play bass in his own band. But.
No. But he's a fantastic
yes,
bass
he
player.
Is.
He's a great musician, and he's helping us out. You know, our bass
player... Flattery will get you everywhere.
Everywhere. I know.
Our bass player, Sean, is focusing on some health issues at the moment, so he's had to step
Sean,
away.
Hey, about Sean. You, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, just to kind of fulfill our current schedule, Garrett's going to sit in for these shows. We have another one coming up in December. He's going to step in and help out for. But, you know, we're looking forward to that. Yeah, I don't know. What else you want to know, Mike? You know us. You've seen us.
Actually, I'm done with you. We're going to move over there.
All right. Perfect. Well, that's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Garrett, help me out here. Garrett is the founder of this great band called Speed Fossil, and we had you tell the terrific story about the unique naming of that band, and it was hilarious. You were back in college, sitting around with some friends, doing what college kids do, and you were looking out the window, right? And you can finish the story.
And, well, you know, there... As we came out of that collegiate haze, if you will. There was a woman rather old, probably like heading toward her 90s, flying by on a bicycle. But apparently, this is like at a time, you know, before electric bikes were like the big thing that they are now. Mm-hmm. And they had those like little teeny motors on it, but she was going pretty damn fast. And my friend just said casually, like, oh, there goes the Speed Fossil. And it just kind of, stuck with me.
Awesome.
And, you know, here we are years later as an aging man playing power pop rock. I was like, okay, this is the name for this group, you know, because it happens so fast, right? You're here and then you're gone, and we're lucky, as my friend Linda would say, we're blessed to get to be able to make some music and do all this stuff now while we're here. So know, there's the name. That's how it happened.
I mean, you want a name that's going to, you know, not just sort of like go in and out.
Yeah.
And I think you've done that. Especially with the image of the woman riding on
right.
there. Yeah, that's pretty good. So how long has Speed Falls been around now?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, Kevin is about to celebrate their 10 years in business. And that'll be 10 years for us next year, actually next September, which I'm actually in shock, you know, as an official organization, right? Because it was kind of kicking around. But I date it to like, okay, first record was released in September of 2014. So... Hmm. 10 years, 2024, where did the time go? Oh, my
Lord.
It
goes so fast.
Yeah, super fast. Yep.
And let's we'll do this with you too, Kev. Give some due to the rest of your band, because they're just great.
Yeah, so, you know, it's I have several people involved in this, because there's almost like there's two factions of Speed Fossil at this point in time. It's not a bad thing. It's like I have a group that I play with in town, and then I've got another group that kind of goes out on the road when we do shows. So for the in-town guys and the guys that have been making the records to date pretty consistently at this point, Michael Scotty on bass, phenomenal bass player, like great musician,
yes.
and great
guitarist, great singer, great songwriter, like just awesome, like super lucky to have him involved with this in any way. And then Dan Jordan, who has kind of been like my right-hand guy for guitar, sings a lot of the harmonies, very involved. Like when I start working out a song, like he's very present in that process, which is awesome. And then kind of returning to the fold now is Chris Walsh on drums. Chris is awesome. He also plays drums in the I Want You, fantastic band. If you haven't checked those guys out, they're awesome. Jim Garrenman and company. And then I've got this touring rhythm section, which is David Moore from Malin, who's really a guitar player, not really a bassist, but I got introduced to him through Chris. When I was in a bind, we were playing in New York, and I was like, I need a bass player, I can't do the show. And Dave was like, well, I could do it. So Dave stepped in, and then another guy named Jonathan Beakley on drums. And those two guys are both in a band called the Butler Frogs. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Nope.
They played last night at the Cantab, did apparently awesome. Like a massive 3-hour set that was very well intended with lots of dancing. But those guys are also great musicians. So I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by people that, you know, like the songs, and I guess maybe might like me, I hope.
They are great songs.
Tolerate my presence. And it just, you know, it just seems to work, so I'm lucky.
It sure does. And Kevin, if you would talk about Glowbox a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the aforementioned Sean Sullivan on bass, he's been with us for about four years or so. Jim McGrady on drums, you know, Jim.
Yep.
And of course, Mike Fiore, who I've been told sings like a bird. And
by
and,
him.
Yeah. right. Oh, he does not disagree.
He definitely doesn't eat like one, I'll tell you that.
No. He's a growing boy.
Oh boy.
And Mike is just a phenomenal guitar player.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a good guy too. And you know, Jim's no slouch either. So, you know, these guys, those two guys have been with me every step of the way, and we're really four-wheel drive band, I guess. You know, I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, 25% of the formula. So you're our spare tire.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, that works.
I'm a full-sized spare tire.
Full-sized?
Not a
you're
compact.
Not a donut or anything.
Exactly. No.
Kevin, you guys did a live band day appearance here at MFO, right?
Yeah. Last, was that June, Mike?
It was June, yeah.
June of this past
year. Seems like
year.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
That was an amazing appearance.
It was a long day, and we were thrilled to do it.
And you were here the whole day.
It was funny. It was, hey, what can I do to help? Well, just wait. We'll see what we need. Okay, I'll hang right here.
Here it
and
comes.
I'll just
Well,
talk.
I remember hearing from you before, and it was like, make sure you stick around. We're going to have a little surprise for some covers.
Oh, yeah. We always tend to throw a cover tune in, you know. Even, you know, we're doing IPO, and we're probably going to play a cover there.
I hope so.
I mean, I know it's a showcase for your original music, but, you know, we always like to throw something in.
If you got it flaunted, I mean, you know. Covers are so much fun, and if you can do it, I mean.
Yeah. And
making plans for Nigel, they did. For God's sakes.
I know.
That was so good.
That was the surprise.
I know.
That was a big one.
Mike, you've seen us do. I think the one that we're going to do on Thursday, I think you've seen us do. But that's okay.
That's okay.
That's all right. We haven't seen us do it with Garrett. So
yeah, well, I'm sure he'll be smiling there with the bass. You're a pretty happy guy when you're playing the bass and don't have to sing lead.
Oh, it's amazing, you know. And I'm also extra lucky that the songs that these guys have are so awesome.
I mean, it's just
like what a great rock band, and just you know, good pop, good melodies, good lyrics. Just it's amazingly fun. The smile never leaves my face.
Good. Well, we had a great rehearsal the other night. I think it's going to be great.
All right. Well, speaking of which, you know, the great songs, let's play two tracks from Glowbox.
Ooh.
Just so you guys can sort of let everybody hear what you do. I want to play something called Jazztown, which is from your latest record. Okay. It's just a great record. And then I want to play Go Like Hell, which is a new one as well. So let me do those from Glowbox, and you guys at home can just kvell in that because they're so good. Yes, I did. I said that. Jazztown, right now from Glowbox. WMFO. Turn on the... There you go. God.
Time has gone. you go.
KWMFO Medford, 8:25 in the morning, back with Mike and a couple guests we have. We have Christopher Johnson from Markskin Radio.
Loving the power pop.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was that was Kevin's fault right there, Glowbox.
That was good.
Yep. And Speed Fossil is Garrett over there. Hey, guys. All right.
Hi.
So yeah, we heard Jazztown first from your call. It's very important to us. I love the cover art on there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can smell it.
yeah, that's a great cover.
Yeah.
And then I say so myself.
Yeah. And then we heard Go Like Hell. Was that on an actual release or
no?
I don't think so.
No. That's, you know, hopefully sometime in 2024, if we can get our act together, maybe we'll have a full length out and that will be part of it.
All right. Cool. All right, so just if you would just repeat where you guys are going to be playing out again.
Wednesday evening, we will be playing with the Cocktail Slippers. That is at the Divine Theater up in Holyoke. And then Thursday, we will be performing as part of
the Square Root.
At the Square Root International Pop Overthrow.
20th anniversary. Right.
20th anniversary of IPO
20
Boston.
Years of IPO Boston.
And I have
David Bash, the Willy Wonka of power pop.
Oh, yeah. And then I also have Saturday, December 2nd at the Square Root.
Yes, yes. That is, you know, we've been planning that one all year as our 10th anniversary gig. So if there is one Glowbox show not to miss, it will be The Square Root Show on the 2nd. However,
in addition to the other two.
Go to the other two. Go to the other. And now, that's a good segue, Mike, because if you're going to go to IPO on Thursday, you might as well show up on Friday as well.
I'm doing both.
I am too.
Yeah?
I am too.
I heard there's another band playing on Friday.
There's another band playing?
There, in fact, I think there's four or five other
bands.
I'm
going to tell you, there are several bands playing on Friday, and they're all great. I don't say that, you know, in jest. Just because, you know, somebody in one of those bands is sitting next to me. I cannot wait. I'm wearing a t-shirt of one of the bands that is playing there on Friday. And I cannot wait for that.
It's a good looking shirt, too.
We're going to have to get there early.
I know.
To make sure we get seats.
Not a big place.
I know, it's not
a lot of seats.
No. And I don't want to be standing outside wishing I was inside. So Friday will be great, but Thursday also will be great.
I know it.
And Wednesday and Saturday.
You're not wrong.
You really should just book the full flight.
If you like this kind of music, if you like pop music, I mean, David has put together four nights of just unbelievable. I mean, I wish I could go to IPO in every city every night. I really do, but I can only go to a few, and I'll go to as many as I can.
And the shirt that I'm wearing is Red on Red,
Red
and that's Friday Red. Night is a Red on Red night.
It is, and this guy's part of it,
yep.
You know? So.
Yep.
By this guy, he means me.
I know that, Garrett. I understand that. All right, so since,
for you folks in Radio Land.
So since you spoke up, let's move on from the fabulous Glowbox over to the fabulous Speed Fossil. I want to play a couple of tracks from you, the second of which will be the new single. I'm going to play something called Simple Simon first, that Kevin requested. I said, Kevin, what do you want to hear from Garrett's band? And that was it.
I said Magic Trick, but I know you're already playing that.
Well, that's true. He did say that, too. He's a truthful guy.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about Magic Trick, which we'll play in a little bit. Magic Trick refers to a lovely gentleman who I met just a couple of times. I didn't get to know him well, but, you know, I was told beforehand that, just what a great human being he was. And just, you could tell when you shake somebody's hand and you look them right in the eye. Patrick Trick Wallace was something else. His answer was always, yeah, let's do it. How can I help? Whatever. And he was just a great guy. And you, Garrett, were so lucky to know him well. And this is a song about him because we lost him.
I thank you for saying I knew him well. I there are people probably knew him better than I did, but I felt like I knew him well in terms of he was that kind of person where I think everyone that had a relationship with him felt like, oh my God, Pat is the best guy. He's my best bud. And we're in this together. And he just had that vibe and exuded that kind of personality right from the get-go. I mean, from literally 10 years ago when Speed Fossil started, he was at the tavern. I think we were on a bill with him, with the Trick Wallace Trio. And we just became fast friends. And, over the years, we ended up doing that collaboration for the Asa Brebner tribute record because I found out I had no idea. It's like, he lived in the same house as Asa, right?
Yeah.
In the apartment and underneath. And just his death for me personally was just it floored me. And mm-hmm. I mean, it happens to everybody. Like, we all have friends that die and pass, and for whatever reason, the day that happened back in January of this year, I just remember I was at a work thing in New York City about to make a presentation in front of my colleagues, right?
Mm.
And, as we all do, I'm in between stuff and I'm scrolling on my phone and I just see this thing on Facebook. I'm like, no, this can't be true. And I called up Anthony Kaczynski and he's like, yes, it is true. This did happen. And, I couldn't even make my presentation that day. But anyway, getting back to Trick, just an amazing person, great musician. Exactly as you described, I am in. I'm all in. What can I do? How can we do this?
We had the great fortune or misfortune, I'm not quite sure, of following him at IPO a couple of years ago with the Trick Wallace Trio.
Yeah.
And man, he could not have been better. I mean, he was awesome.
Amazing. Like a showman, a musician, a performer, the complete package, songwriter. Everything, if you are a musician and you want to surround yourself with other musicians, this is the guy you just want to coddle. awesome guy.
So somebody like that, it's quite the thing to try to encapsulate something like that in a song. Talk about how you did that, the process, the thought process, the lyrics that came out of...
I think for a lot of people that write songs, a lot of it is just kind of working through your emotional problems and issues.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, it's the song kind of represents your way of dealing with the world. And in the case of this, it's like I was really despondent. I mean, me personally, for weeks, I didn't want to go talk to anybody. I didn't want to go see any shows. Didn't want to play any music. I was like, you know, what's the point? And I kind of went, I'm fortunate I have a studio in my house. I went down to my basement and I just picked up a guitar and I started playing some chords on a 12 string. And I'm like, oh, these chords are nice. And then I just started saying what I was feeling, right? You know, like struck down beyond belief and I'm sad and all this kind of stuff. And okay, there's a lyric there. And then I had the semblance of a song and I just spent the evening kind of piecing it together, but I didn't have a chorus. And I was like, God, I miss this guy. I wish I could bring him back somehow. You know, I wish there was some way I could do this, some sort of magic. And then I was like, magic trick. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Yeah. This is what the chorus is. And it makes sense. And also it's universal because everybody feels that. When somebody that you love dies and leaves this world, you go through the whole process of like sadness and grief. And then you just are trying to think like, how could I get this person here? Oh, I wish this person was here for this. You know, that's the thing. I think it's universal. So I just, you know, he was in the room, I guess, you know, and there was some inspiration there. And now that the song is out, I was telling Kevin and Linda earlier, like, I'm really literally just, I'm really just taken by the response to it. I'm just running into people like, oh, you know, this great song and we really like it. And it's gratifying on a level of like, I'm just happy that it's in the world. I'm happy that it resonates.
And you know? I'll just say, it's the way that you put it out in your style of Speed Fossil. It's not a macabre song. It's not, you know, the lyrics tell what you need to tell, but the song is just an earworm.
Yeah, and, I couldn't make it a dirge because the trick would come back. No, he would come back and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's some joy. No, we can feel some joy in that song, I think, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there is. Yeah. I mean, because you have to, everybody's got to move on. And, you know, I think in my little promo shtick that I put out with it, you know, the magic trick is that person does live on within you. And that's the real magic, right? Because you take a little bit of whoever that is. And same thing, you know, we talk a lot about Justine. Same thing, right? You know, it's like these people in our lives that have influenced us and really played a part. We take a little piece of them and inject it into our own selves and spread it out that way.
All right, so let's do this. Let's play two songs from Speed Fossil. I'm going to have the second one be Magic Trick. But we'll do Simple Simon from No Anesthesia, which is your latest full length. And Simple Simon is just a great song. Thank you, Kevin, for getting this one on the playlist here today. So let's do that. Two from Speed Fossil, starting with Simple Simon. This is WMFO.
I'm Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
There you had it, everybody. It's the debut on WMFO of Magic Trick. Actually, I lied. Sorry, I played it last week because I couldn't wait. But yeah, what a wonderfully produced, heartfelt track.
Sounded great.
Yeah, you know, Sir David James Minahan was involved. His hand is there, obviously present, and working with him after 25 years of not working with him was just a great, you know, experience to have that reunion and be in his presence and work through the mix for this. He really did a great job making.
Did you do the whole thing at Woolly?
Yeah, the whole thing is at Woolly. So, you know, the idea when this EP comes out in April, I mean, it's called Room with a View, VU, right? So the idea, it's a concept EP.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a concept EP. It's very different. No. I wanted to get all new songs, put them in front of the band. We learn them quickly, make a demo, send it off to the engineer producer, and then go work with this person in their room, in their studio. So this first one is with David. I'm hoping that the next one I'm going to do is going to be with Ed Valeskas at Q Division. We've been talking about it, and that'll be volume two.
Oh, the beautiful new Q Division.
Yeah, which I've never worked in that room. So for me, it would be thrilling, and also working with Ed because he's a great guy, and I think we could come up with something that's going to be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so, also, you've got a little more news too. You've got a new home, a new record label. Yeah.
So, you know, I swore I would never do this again, but I guess I'm back, baby.
Gold, Garrett.
Two things. So I have a digital singles only label called The Sound Cove. Rumor has it that there'll be some local bands coming out on it at some point in the future.
He was looking over at Kevin, by the way. No.
And I'm launching that, obviously, with Speedfalls because I have the stuff ready. But I can tell you that Anthony Kaczynski will be releasing a single in January. Hmm. I've also got this guy, Eric Barlow, who some people may remember from the Banjo Spiders. He's now living in New York, and he's going to give me a song, which I'm really excited about. And there will be some others when the time is right. And then I have a full-length imprint called Sonic Escort, which is a kind of a collective, if you will. And that's going to be a home for people that are looking to do full lengths. And I'll basically manage the process, but a true collective. So those are all cooking up for the future, for 2024.
So you're taking on quite a bit.
A little bit, yeah. You know, I'm going to try it. I had some offers to sign Speed Fossil, and it just, for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. And a friend of mine was like, hey, why don't you just do this? You know, you've done it before. You know how to do it. And
it's good to be the captain of your own ship, kind of.
You know, I think it's going to be fun for me because I'll get to put my music out, but I'll also get to put out music from people that I really love and consider friends, and be able to talk to people like you about things other than myself. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, I mean, it's tough to be that self-promoting kind of person all the time. So if you've got a stable of great music that you can also go out there and work, for me, it's going to be great, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to work. We'll find out.
You know? We'll find out. Well, congratulations on that. That's a really great venture to know about.
Thanks.
Especially, you know, you've got producers of that quality around here and engineers around here to work with.
To make it happen. Yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate, you know, after doing this for such a long time that I know a bunch of folks, and it's good, and I think we're going to have fun. You know, that's kind of what the name of the game is anyway. Yeah, you know?
It is.
So,
okay, so dear listeners, we've heard from Glowbox, heard from Speed Fossil. There's some collaboration going on. We told you they're playing out together with Garrett on bass. Don't miss this. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. I'm not kidding. You know, Glowbox is a great band, and they have great songs, and they're a great live band. I mean, these guys are fantastic musicians, and if you haven't seen them, I'll try not to bring them down with my presence, but come see this band play, because they're great. They're a great band.
And come to hear the musicianship in Glowbox and Kevin. Come to hear Kevin's lead vocals, because he's a great power pop front guy.
And come to the IPO. I mean, seriously, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you're going to see some of the best power pop bands and rock and roll bands in Boston playing four nights in a row. Lots of our friends are in the bands. It's
going to be intimate, just joyous.
Capacity.
And it's the 20th anniversary. If you were ever going to go, this is the time to go. Don't wait. Get off the couch. Be there.
If you've never been to the Square Root, go out to the Square Root.
Yeah.
I mean, what a place. I love it there.
It's a great place.
I love it there.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't mind talking about myself. I'm fine.
You could have let that
feel
go.
Feel free. I'll talk about the things I love. That's all good.
All right, so that's a segue for me about talking about the things we love. I'm so glad you guys are here, because the next song that I want to play is from a band that we all love and we have loved forever, the Beatles, and they've got something new.
I'm sorry, who?
No, not
some obscure pop band from England.
So we've all heard this song now, you know, and we've all got our thoughts about it. And the more I hear it, the more I love it. And have you guys seen the video that they put out about this?
Yes.
I bawled like a baby.
The video makes the song work better. Like, as soon as I saw the video, it's like, okay, this all makes sense now.
Yeah. How genius was that? Put out the documentary, then put out the song,
and
then put out the video.
And the video
takes some time to digest what this is going to be. I mean, it's wonderful.
I mean,
it's
the
wonderful
way that the video puts them in the same room visually, and also their younger selves with their selves together, with, you know, with Paul and Ringo. I mean, and I just got to say, the end of it, you know, the old Beatles bow, and then the fade.
Oh,
yeah. That's what got gutted me.
Yeah.
And then the name disappears off the marquee. It's great. Oh, no, man.
I don't know. When I heard it before I saw it.
Me too.
And from the first tone of John's voice, restored the way it was.
It's remarkable.
I was in 100%. Yeah. It's just absolutely remarkable when you go back and listen to the original demo and compare it.
It was buried in the piano.
And you know, everybody's all worried about the AI stuff, but this is just really good sound
editing.
Go back
and fix Free as a Bird and Real Love Now.
I played all three together the other night, and I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, let's fix up the
vocal.
Don't
mess with it too much.
Yeah.
Just do that.
But just to hear him sound so clear, and you know, instead of that upright, out-of-tune piano, which
amazing.
Was charming on its own.
Oh, sure.
But this was something special.
It is.
It's great.
So if anybody in the world has not heard this, I'm glad you're tuned in, because I want to play Brand New Noise from the Beatles. How often do I get to see that? Not often. This is what we're talking about. This is Now and Then. It's WMFO in Medford.
And if I make it through, it's all than anyone would guess. Gone over like clockwork, oh, it won't rest. Unless it's in a place of ease, where I feel my best and I can do what I please. Escapism is bliss. Reverie never goes amiss. My own little world is where I'd rather be. My own little world is much more of my scene. My own little world is tailor-made to suit me. Just
it's WMFO in Medford. Let's see, 8:57 in the morning. Oh, that means I got to get out of here. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank Garrett so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Chris, for coming in.
Yay. Tune in Mark Skinner Radio tonight at 8 o'clock. I'll be live.
Oh. Yeah. MarkSkinnerRadio.com. Okay, Speed Fossil and Glowbox, the great collaboration is happening.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for having us. Thank you for giving us magic trick.
It was wonderful to hear it.
Yes.
Just remember, radio listeners, you have missions. You have to go see Girl with a Hawk tonight and then the IPO next week.
Absolutely.
That's your duty as rockers
Absolutely.
In this world.
All right, so we do have 1,000 Points of Light with Jay coming up right here on all these WMFO stations across the country. Oh, wait, it's just us. All right, thanks. I'll see you all next week.
Good morning.
At 7 a.m. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.